You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith.
Episode 46.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years. And help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
Hey, I'm so glad you could join us. What tech do I need in my business? That's our topic for today. Many years ago, I bought my first modem. The old dial-up ones. Some of you might be old enough to remember. It was top of the range at the time. Not only was it a modem that connected you to the internet, but it could run your phone and your answering machine through it as well. Plus, you could do your fax machine. Yep, I said it was a long time ago. It was much more expensive than the standard model, but it did everything. When you get a fax, you'll be all set, I was told. Yes, I didn't even have a fax machine at the time. And it would take many years until I did. And by then, I didn't have that modem anymore. Tech has changed a lot since those days, when tech was generally hardware and everything was expensive. Today, tech is mainly software and it ranges from free to some more expensive options. So what tech do you need in your business? All businesses are different and the tech that you will need depends on what you're trying to achieve. Often we try to overcomplicate our businesses with tech and it leads us feeling overwhelmed and inadequate. Generally, most businesses will need some sort of accounting software. Turning up at your accountant with a shoebox full of receipts is just about as old as my modem, and definitely not the best way to do business today. Accounting software can help you plan too. How are your expenses tracking against your income? Can you afford that new shiny tech that everybody's talking about? And do you really need it? Tech often comes on a subscription basis and you are automatically charged. So when you are looking at accounting software, look at something that you can set up reminders. It's a good way to keep top of mind of what you have bought, and a year later you may not need it anymore, so now you can cancel it. The next tech I would say that every business, or at least most businesses, would need is some sort of scheduling calendar software. There are many systems from the free Google Calendar to very industry-specific total management systems with all the bells and whistles. Start with what you need and grow into it. Some software systems start with a free option and then have a play with it. See if it works for you, if you like it. Don't jump in boots and all and buy the top of the range until you've had a play and a test first. Often you don't need everything that it offers. For some businesses, two or three different systems may need to be integrated together. For others, you just may need to buy one big system. If you're going with several systems, make sure it all works together, and it might be worth spending the money to get somebody professional to set it up completely for you if you're not the techie type. Once you are happy with your system, it may be worth upgrading it to the paid option to get more functionality. You will need to make that call from time to time. Free can often work well. However, don't stick with free if paying a small amount a month can make your life so much easier. Remember, when you have a team, you don't want to make their lives more difficult just to save a few bucks. Email software. In our busy, noisy lives, we need to be top of mind to our customers, especially if there are large periods between their buying cycles. Email software can be a great tool to help keep in touch with your customers, and then you'll be able to track their open rates and who's looking and who's not. See what resonates with your audience. There's no point spending time writing email copy and continually blasting your audience if they don't care about your material. Automate your emails can help provide consistencies. Start small and build up. That way, you'll have time and capacity. But remember, as we said on episode 45, you need to still keep your marketing personal. So don't automate it to the point where you lose your soul, you lose your personal touch. Social media can be another great place to look at using tech, especially if you're spending a lot of time drifting down too many rabbit holes. Facebook has its own free scheduler, so check that out. Now, I won't give you instructions on how to use it because it keeps moving and changing, and that will make this podcast null and void. But basically, it allows you to set up multiple posts ahead of time, and you can batch it so you can do a whole week's worth in one go. Now, it's not 100% fail-proof, so you do need to check it from time to time. And just be careful. You don't want to send something that's time inappropriate. If there's been a major world event or something that you don't really want to say happy Monday when there's just been something awful happen on the Sunday. So just be careful. At the time of recording this podcast, Facebook had just introduced Facebook Creator Studio that allows you to schedule on Instagram as well. So check that out too. There are lots of third-party social media scheduling tools that allow you to do multiple platforms at once. But be careful once again, because different platforms have different voices and the way you need to speak to your audience on these is different. So just don't do a one-size-fits-all or your social media will fall flat. For example, Instagram loves hashtags and multiple hashtags on your Instagram post is quite acceptable and will help with your reach to get to your potential audience. However, the same post filled with hashtags is frowned upon by Facebook. Yes, one or two hashtags on Facebook is great, but not 20 or more. And lots of hashtags on Facebook posts will actually reduce your reach. So if you intend to use the third party, make sure that you are sticking to the rules of each platform. Also, a word of warning on third-party apps. Some say that they can post on lots of different social platforms, but once you get inside them and buy them, you will find that you have to integrate with another paid software. And multiples of $10, $20 or $30 a month subscriptions can really add up. So just check it out and do your homework before you jump in, boots and all. Outsourcing your tech might be a good way. Should you be buying the tech or is it better to outsource it? Well, that depends on your skill level, your budget, your time you have available, the passion for it. Sometimes it's better to just outsource it to somebody who does have that skill set. Your website is a great example. There are lots of very low-cost software platforms that you can build websites yourself, but there's also lots of pros and cons. So when you're thinking about building a website, think about, do you have the time to commit to build it and then maintain it? How are you going to attract Google and potential clients to your website? Do you have the passion and creative flair to make your website look good and customer friendly? The biggest problem with free or low-cost platforms is generally once you want to do anything, you have to then pay. And that adds and adds and adds. To use your own domain name, that's extra. Want to add a form, that's extra. Want to embed a video, that's extra. And so on. And often they're limited in your growth. So once you get to a certain level and want to do something else or make it bigger, often you will need to start again. Often they are standalone platforms as well. So if you do want to move from that platform to a more robust platform or have something else, you would then need to start completely from scratch. For websites, I would recommend WordPress and self-hosted WordPress. That way, you can have the option to start by doing it yourself if you don't have the budget to pay for somebody in the beginning. And then as your business grows, you can grow with the platform. And then you can even engage someone to build it or rebuild it and maintain your website for you without having to start completely from scratch. Websites are a tech that I would suggest to outsource. Yes, it is my day job. I am a web designer, so I would say that. However, think about it for a moment. We've all heard the stories about the plumber that comes to fix the plumbing problem. It takes 10 minutes and he charges $100. It wasn't the 10 minutes that you were paying for. It's the 20 plus years of experience that that plumber has so that he knows which part to fix. And websites are no different. Also, think about it. Is it worth spending your days, weeks, or even months playing with your website when you could be spending that time adding value to your customers and making money in your business? If you want to know more about my day job, go to Catco Enterprises. Catco, CATCOENT.com.au. And start with my blog and free resources. What other sort of tech does my business need? Probably not a lot. When you are thinking about buying tech, remember your reasons for doing so. You can spend a lot of time having to learn it, to implement it, and make it work properly. Or it can be just another money pit that sits in some forgotten folder on your computer. Tech needs to make your life easier, needs to save you money. You can't do that unless you have time to learn it or one of your staff has time to learn it. With tech, start slow. Buy it when you need it and reassess it often, especially if it's on a subscription basis. And my final word on tech, when you do buy something new and need to move from one system to another, do it with one client or process at a time. Yes, it's slower, but it will save you a lot of headache in the long term, and you can test and iron out all the bugs before committing your whole entire workflow to it. Sometimes it's worth spending the money to get someone with the correct knowledge and know-how to set it up specifically for your system and your business. Accounting software is a great example of this. Good luck. Buy what you need with some room for growth, not just because it's the latest shiny object and everybody says you should have it. Next week on Small Business Talk podcast, we're talking about how to grow your business without burnout. So really dovetails into what we've been talking about today. I look forward to you hearing my special guest then. Bye for now.
Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action, and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.